All right. We're going to keep it simple today. We are previewing Invincible. Cue the music. Season 3 with Brandon Klein. We are just going over what happened in Season 1 and 2, kind of our predictions for the season, kind of analyzing the trailer a little bit. And then towards the end, I will be highlighting my Season 3 predictions, semi-spoiler. With that being said, cue the music. Hello and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu. We don't evolve, we just level up. Here today, Brandon Klein.
Hello.
Here to talk. And you know what? We might add it there. We might not. We probably do not add it there. Right? We're talking about Invincible. Ugh. Season 3 preview.
Yes.
With our Invincible co-host, Brandon Klein. Hyped also now
the
our
next part.
I am very, very hyped. I've been like, that's like the, I'll say this, Invincible season like 3 is like the next like thing that I'm just like really looking forward to, in the sense of like, in the world of despair, like at least there's Invincible coming in an hour or a week and a half.
True. Like, hold on to for a little while.
For a little bit. And for a whole month.
Yeah. Is it going to be 8 episodes again, like a second half? Do you know?
There is actually, I have the release schedule, so I don't have it on my thing. I'll have to bring it up on the phone because I took a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
Just have to find it.
I would assume they're probably going to do it the same, just be another 8 part half.
All right. So, February 6th, the premiere, episodes 1 through 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, episode 1 is going to be huge.
All right. Big, like, 3-parter, basically.
And then from there out, it's going to be, they're just releasing every episode. So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, just each week.
Okay, so there's only
6 weeks, I believe.
Okay.
We're not going to get the huge split. It's all going to be just in one. And towards the end, and I also have to say this beforehand, too. This is a spoiler episode. This is like not a spoiler free. This is going to be a spoiler episode for season 1 and 2. Yes. I will try to save my spoilers, my spoiler-ish predictions towards the very end. So if you don't want anything, you don't want my prediction, then you can, we'll just wait till the end and I'll try to keep my mouth shut as much as possible.
I don't have, well, I guess I have maybe predictions, but I don't have any concrete evidence like you.
So what I'm realizing with, because I reread some of the comics too, and I will like take a comic and I'll read one and then I'll kind of skip back. I didn't read the like all the way to like issue 60, which I believe the show will be covering for season 3, but I would just pick up different pieces of the comic book, just kind of get the idea of like what big moments are coming ahead. And one of the things I realized though is that Season 1 and 2, like, when it comes to the comic book, it jumps around so much. And, like, the order is just very much different. Mm. And so I realized that, like, my Season 3 predictions, what I think is going to happen this season, I really don't know what's going to happen. Because the order, like, I know what big things are going to happen. I know what they're going to lead to. And I think by each episode, I will have a very good idea of what will be coming up. But I don't know what's necessarily going to happen. I don't know.
Direct play-by-play. You don't know exactly how it's going to go down. That's fair.
So I have a predictions. I'm like, I think these things are going to happen. I think there's like 2 big events. One I know is confirmed to be happening. And that was confirmed with the cast list.
Okay.
And I won't go into details. And then there's another big event that I don't know if it's going to happen this season or if it's going to happen the season after.
Okay.
And then like the big comic book art, which is like the middle comic book art, I believe is season 4, but I'm not sure. It's not happening this season, though. And I'll just spoil it as the Viltrumite War. That's the comic book arc. The next, like, big one. But okay. The one we are going to be on is Conquest.
How many seasons do you think? How many seasons do you think there will be?
How many
they're planning on doing?
Yeah, Kirkman said that he's guessing 7 and 8. And I think if Viltrumite War, that arc, if that's the fourth one, I believe 7 and 8 seems accurate. Okay. I think it just depends on how long they want to take their time. And it seems like they're very quick and brief.
Yeah. They're hitting the points. It seems like things are moving in this show.
Yep.
Like dragging its feet.
Definitely not dragging its feet. And I will say for season three, Robert Kirkman has pretty much said that each episode has the pressure, the intensity of a season finale. It's okay. Like every episode has that intensity. And I'm like,
All right.
Which is weird because it's like this is kind of – it's kind of like season two where it's kind of the betweener episode. It's the betweener season where it's like there is a lot of big things happening, but like it's still working its way up to the big, big thing.
Okay.
Where season one itself was the big thing. So it's – I don't know. I'm psyched for it because there's a lot of big things happening, but it's like we're still just building.
I'm very curious to see how comes together in the end, how things are going together.
All right, so we're gonna do a short recap. So I kind of did some bullet points. This isn't going through, this is like just the big bullet points of the season. We're not going to be talking about like the sub stories. Big thing I'm thinking about is like Monster Girl and Rudy, their relationship. Like this is just the big plot points. So a short recap. Invincible becomes a hero in season one. Omni-Man, day one.
Omni-Dad.
Omni-Dad. I mean, it works. Omni-Man, day one is bad, which isn't like what happened in the comics. Day one, he's bad. We basically, season one is just working their way up to this big conflict. Thousands of people die. Mark gets beaten up. Nolan, Omni-Dad leaves. That's basically season one, right? There's a lot of like smaller bullet points. Amber being a girlfriend. Mom investigating all these different like villains get built up, but that's like season one. Season two shows the multiverse versions of Mark. Angstrom Levy or Levy, was it Levy or Levy?
Levy, I think they call him Levy
in the show. In my head, it's Levy, and in the show, it's Levy. Shows him as a legitimate villain, kind of his origin stories. Mark is met by aliens. And gets led, or what is it, Scion Dog? Seance Dog.
Seance Dog, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Gets lead to a planet that's ruled by Omni-Man. Some big revelations. Nolan is saving people. He's kind of had a change of heart somewhat. They battle Viltrumites on this planet. Thraxin,
yep.
It's really confusing because Flaxins and Thraxins are actually two different species. And they're both bug-like, and they're both... I feel like Robert Kirkman named these things just to mess with us. And I like, I never realized how similar those two were until I prepped for this morning. Cause I was like, I'm like, these are Thraxins. I'm like, what are the interdimensional aliens? And like, and I looked it up and like, it's Flaxins.
Okay.
So yeah, Nolan's saving Thraxins. Mark has a new brother. They get beaten. Mark is getting assigned with basically his dad's job of conquering Earth. Get back to Earth. He brings back his brother, Oliver. Mark gets checked on by one of the Viltrumites, Anissa. Gets his ass beaten. Amber is threatened. Amber breaks up. Mark then gets ambushed by Levy, and then they fight for the multiverse with the big reveal, or the big ending of Mark killing Levy, and Mark being pretty much just horrified by it. And then Adam Eve admitting... older Adam Eve admitting her love for Mark.
Saving him, yeah. Thought you were stronger.
So that is the short recap.
That was a very short recap, really.
All right, so here's the list of the ongoing villains for Viltrum. Or just in general. And I put it in two different lists. Viltrumites and non-Viltrumites. More or less, I feel like that's just Invincible. Like, Viltrumites are like some of the villains, But you have some really interesting, like, non-villains.
Non-Viltrumite villains.
Non-Viltrumite villains, thank you.
Yeah.
So here's what we have for Viltrumite. So, I put the Viltrumites into two different categories. The one we know, like the Viltrumites that we know that we met, and the Viltrumites that we don't know that we know is going to be happening this season.
Okay.
On the casting list. So we have, obviously, Omni-Man, Nolan. We have Anissa. We have Krieg. And he was the one that kind of gave Mark the goal at the end of the big Thraxon fight. And then we have the ones that I'm pretty sure are dead on top of the ones that are on the ship. I don't remember the exact names for those.
Yeah, then, the people they fought on Thraxon.
Yep.
The other ones, yeah.
And then the ones that are in the ship, too, with Nolan and Alan.
Oh,
towards the end. Yep. I don't know if they have their names. They're kind of, you know, we don't get to know all the Viltrumites. It's just the main ones that we...
Yeah, they are like a species of, you know, creature or person or whatever. So
mustache.
To know every...
Mustache. Males, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ones we don't know that we know that are confirmed to be happening with some pretty cool voices behind them. Conquest, which I believe is going to be the main villain for this season, or one of the main villains. And then Throg.
Okay.
Conquest is going to be voiced by Jonathan Banks, which is Mike from Breaking Bad.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I really liked that voice. Like, I like Jonathan Banks. Like, Jonathan Banks being here as a villain is, like, exciting for me. But for Conquest, he, like, Clancy Brown, I feel like, would fit really well for Conquest. But he's Krieg.
Right. Okay.
So, like, I'm, like, curious because I'm like, ooh, this is not the voice I was thinking for Conquest. I don't know. Like, the voice in my head isn't quite Jonathan Banks. Like, I don't know if he'd get to that level. But I also feel like it might be an interesting challenge.
He's a good actor. Yeah. I can't imagine him as a voice actor, really. I haven't.
No.
That'll be interesting, like, to see.
And hear. Like, his voice in, like, most of these shows, either it's Mike or Community, or I forget what other shows he's, like, a main part, like, a big part of Better Call Saul. He's very low gravitas. Like, it's just, like, he doesn't really reach with his voice. It's that low, gruffly. And I'm like, I feel like Conquest would have a little bit more gravitas in his voice. So it's going to be interesting. But the one that's interesting is Throg. And this is somewhat spoilers. If you want to skip it the next 30 seconds, you can. But Throg is the emperor of Viltrumite. He's the emperor of Viltrum. He's going to be... I mean, it's not much of a spoiler, but, like, if you don't want to know anything. Yeah, but he's going to be played... He's going to be played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Yeah, okay. And that's where I'm like, ooh, I'm like, I really like Jeffrey Dean Morgan as an actor, but I'm like, that's not the voice that I imagined for Throg. But okay. I'm not saying it doesn't work. But so those are the two, like, big Viltrumites that are coming. Those are confirmed to be coming this season. Okay. Or I imagine, why else would you have a cast list for season 3 and have those two in there? Conquest for sure is coming. Throg, that one was surprising to me. All right, so here's the non-Viltrumite villains. We have the Sikoids. Last we checked.
Okay. Yep.
Last that we checked, Russell got recaptured by them, and they are growing in an apartment. That's where we last checked on them. We have Titan, which was in the trailer.
Okay.
Doc Seismic, who's also in the trailer. Mauler Twins, also in the trailer.
Big Lizard part of the League. Show.
Yep. Lizard League, which I don't know if they're in the trailer.
I don't remember if I saw them or not.
I don't think they are.
They got pretty messed up the last time.
Mm-hmm. Battle Beast.
He was in the trailer.
And then Floxins, which I don't think are in the trailer and I don't think are coming this season. But they're still out there. And I will say the ramifications of Angstrom leaving. And I'm going to just call those ramifications the ghost of Angstrom leaving.
Okay.
That's still there. And then we have new villains that were in the trailer. and also in the cast list. Powerplex, voiced by Aaron Paul, Jesse from Breaking Bad. A lot of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
New Viltrumites. We have Multipol, which is Simu Liu. Shang-Chi from MCU. He's going to be Duplicate's brother.
Oh, that's who that was. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then he was shown in season two as well. He was teased. And then Elephant Man, voiced by the legendary John DiMaggio.
Okay.
He was also in the trailer briefly.
Okay.
Okay, so that is the new villains cast list. Let's go over the synopsis, and then I kind of want to get your thoughts. So the synopsis for season three. Everything changes as Mark is forced to face his past and his future while discovering how much further he'll need to go to protect the people he loves.
Okay. Pretty vague.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that means? I have a pretty good idea what that means.
I mean, it sounds like some more travel shenanigans is what it sounds like, right?
It does sound like that.
You're kind of just pointing right at that. Some time travel. Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, like, I mean, you mentioned Angst or Believe Me. I'm sure there's going to be some fallout from that. That's like past stuff. And I don't have too many, like, direct assumptions going to happen aside from what the trailer showed too, him going against Cecil.
Yeah, they showed they were very heavy on that point.
Yeah,
and I have a theory of like what that's going to mean.
It's not going to be as big of a thing as they're pointing out in the trailer.
Fight. It's okay. So episode 50 or issue 50 is what this is teasing. Issue 50 was like the big Cecil versus Mark fights. And I say fight because it's like you can't have like it's a conflict. It's definitely a conflict. It is definitely huge to the philosophy of Mark.
Okay.
And I can't really go further until we get into those predictions. But yes, that is a huge plot point in the comics. And I do have I'll save it towards the end, but I do have a theory of like what we're gonna get. Because they're teasing it so much.
Okay.
So let's go over. I wrote down some plot points that's potentially going to happen in season three. And this is all based on what was in the trailer.
Okay.
So the fighting of Cecil, as you stated, that's going to be a huge one. They're fighting. They're fighting in the White Room. They're fighting with the Reanimin. What does that mean? Omni-Man escaping or that whole plot point of Omni-Man and Alan, their inevitable escape or fight to be free. Mark training, huge plot point. He's getting ready for the Viltrumites to come. There's a fight with Doc Seismic with Darkwing, which is interesting because last we checked Darkwing was murdering people and Mark and Invincible had their falling out.
Right.
Cecil attacking Mark. Titan is back. He faces a big shadow of something. We don't see what. And honestly, I kind of forget the whole Titan. And the comics right there, I could probably just grab the comic and read it to you. But I forget like the big conflict between Titan and Mark. What happens in the but there's that. The big one though, I'm probably gonna read before we watch. The big one, the rise of Omni Boy.
Yes.
Yes. Oliver.
Omni Kid.
Is it Omni Kid or Omni Boy?
I feel like he said Omni Kid. Maybe he said Omni Boy. Now you're making me second guess myself too.
You're making me second guess, and I'm pretty sure it was Omni Boy.
Maybe it was Omni Boy. Maybe I'm the crazy one. My guess later. I've done it before. There's been a few podcasts where I've thought about something or realized I was completely wrong about something I was arguing about. And I'm like, yes, I'm the fool.
Oh, wait, it's not Omni Boy. It's Kid Omni Man.
Kid Omni Man. Wait, is that what he said?
It might be Omni Kid. I don't know.
All right. I have to watch the trailer.
We'll watch the show and it'll come up. But like that's yeah, I feel yeah. like that's a huge one. Multipol shows up and then we see a short version of Powerplex, which is gonna be a huge thing. What we have for new characters, we have the Conquest, Throg, we have these group of people, Brit, Space Racer, Fight Master, as well as Wolfman, Best Tiger, Kessel. Like, we have a bunch of characters that I think are more or less kind of like, they're in the background, but they have some importance to them.
Okay.
Wolfman is a big one, because Wolfman was like his own comic book, and this was like the crossover. This is the area where they do the crossover. So, like, I never actually read the full thing, because I never owned Wolfman. So I'd always read the first half of the crossover, but I would never read the second half of the crossover because it was a Wolfman comic.
Okay, so you don't know how it ended?
No. Uh-huh. I just kind of skipped it. Yeah. I don't know if we'll get it, though.
Yeah.
You'll have to watch the new show of Wolfman.
Yeah, there's going to be one of those inside, what do they call those, when they put a... like a pilot inside of another show,
kind of, yeah,
for another show. There's a word for it, but I forget what it's called.
Oh, I feel like I know what this is. Kind of like what they do with Flash.
Yep. A ton of shows.
And the Simeon Liu is Multipol. That was a big one too. All right,
yeah.
So what is your predictions?
Well, have too many more predictions off of besides what the trailer told me.
Okay.
I mean, obviously I know we're gonna get more of Omni-Man and Alan and stuff, and that storyline's gonna progress. And I don't know if the sequids are gonna be a problem again yet, or if that's just gonna continue to fester. But aside from just like the few things that we have, I don't have any idea what's gonna happen next, which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah. I think so too. And I think that's, I feel like in your position, it's kind of like, I just know it's going to be great. I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I have a decent idea, but I just don't know the order of things. All right. What is your predictions for ratings? Like, what do you predict that the season is going to be? Because this is weirdly in the middle of big arcs, but also,
they've also like had the time to establish stuff now. With the first two seasons, like a lot more of the world and like characters have been established, so they can just kind of keep, you know, hitting the stride and, you know, introducing more things and characters and following up with other things. Like, they've got the groundwork in now they just got to keep, you know, punching it out, kind of thing. That's so unless there's a slowdown, I mean, according to you, the source material is plenty good to keep them going. So
it is.
Yeah. I don't foresee any drop off or anything. I'm sure it'll be another four plus.
Weirdly enough, this is like as I stated before, this is like season one was just intense throughout. Season two was intense in moments, but weirdly the in between season. But season three in the comic book, like this arc is also kind of like the in between. Like this is probably my least favorite like chunk in the comic book. Is right around here, but I'm also super excited for the season because like we don't have a lot of filler. And I wouldn't say that like Invincible had a lot of filler, but they were more or less, they were doing a lot of groundwork building up to like the Viltrumite War, which is a huge middle version of the arc. The Conquest arc is also huge, but it's like the building block to it. But I also just, I think about like seeing it not live action but animated, and I'm just excited for it because I think like the ramifications of like these upcoming plot points are exciting and intense in its own way.
Okay.
And the one that they teased in the trailer, like the build it up to like Cecil, that is pretty intense moment, and I'm excited to see that in animation. Like, I think it's more exciting in animation than it was in the comic book, because in the comic books it's kind of like, oh, what are we, you know, like this is kind of a turn a little bit, but I feel like you get to feel it a little bit more with the animation, especially with like the last finale that we just had. Like more or less there's a shift in Mark's philosophy, and this season is the season, like, they dive really into it. And I can talk a little bit more about it. But my predictions for the season is somewhere between a 4 and a 5. I think if they fail, I think this is still going to be considered great just because of, like, the source material. But I also think this has a chance to be the best season yet.
Right. I mean, and like when you were talking about filler earlier too, it is not necessarily filler, but like Mark, now he's him and Amber, like, broke up, right? So he doesn't have that, like, kind of plot line distraction that kind of falls back to stuff. He dropped out of college. So he's not dealing with that school stuff anymore. So now it's like, now it's the time to really focus on the action.
Yep. That's what it is. It's, I'm just going to explain it now. So this is somewhat, I'm not doing the right predictions. I'm going to,
You're going to tell us what happens.
No. More or less, I'm going to tell you the theme of the show. Because this is something I was thinking of right before we got on. I had a nice, hot, steamy shower to think about, like, this season and think about what I wanted to say on the show. And I had this thought of the philosophy of Mark Grayson, Invincible. And I kind of realized, like, the first season, that's him becoming a hero. What's his version of hero? What did he want to become? He wanted to become just like his dad. He wanted to do what his dad always wanted, like how his dad did it. Like, he's just more or less modeling after his dad, and that's the hero he was going to become. He was going to become... This is when I played the title card. But, like, so he becomes invincible, right? And then Omni-Man, he has his outing. He looks at his hero and he's like, "You're not what I thought you were at all. You lied."
Quite
you
just the opposite. Yeah. Not just like a small world break, but like everything that he thought he stood for.
Exactly. Out the window. And so, like, season two was a broken Mark. We didn't know, like, he was broken. He didn't quite know who he was or what he wanted to be. And he more or less started following Cecil. And he started figuring it out a little bit, right? He broke up with Amber. He dropped out of college. He started figuring it out, like, what type of instrument do I have to be? He meets his dad again. In the middle of being broken, he's fighting these Viltrumites. And his dad says something. And I'm noticing there's these drop, like, as I'm rewatching the season, season one and season two, they are foreshadowing a lot of different events. One time they went to Las Vegas. And I'm like, oh, I know what they're referencing here. I know why they're going to Las Vegas. I know what they're hinting at. You won't have, like, any clue, but, like,
no idea.
For someone who read it, you're like, aha, I see what you're doing here. There's, like, other little key points that they drop. But one of the key points that they drop was, like, Nolan tells Mark, you can't fight, like, on Earth. You can't hold back. You have to fight to kill. If you, like, they're trying to kill you, they're giving you all they got. You also have to give them all you got. And that kind of flipped a switch in Mark, right? He was getting his ass beat during that fight, and then he was able to hold his own. You watch the thing with Anissa. She came there. She comes down. She's ready to kill, right? Like, right off the bat, grabs Andrew by the throat, is like, I will snap her neck now.
Yep, no problem.
They go fight the kaiju. He's giving punches. What does she do? She sees that he's failing. Goes for the kill. She just kills him. Kills the kaiju immediately. Like, yes, she's that much stronger than Mark, but Mark's not thinking kill. He's thinking, you know, incapacitate. Beat it up.
Yes. Yep.
And stop. So we get to the whole Anissa thing. He breaks up with Amber. And then he fights with Ancient Levy. And then this entire time, he's not trying to kill him. He's like, hey, you're a good guy, that bad things happen. And he's not trying to kill Angstrom Levy, but what ends up happening? He gets to the point where he has to let go. He's like, you know what? I can't fight him like we're fighting on Earth. And he lets go and he kills him. And that's where we leave him, is he kills him. He's guilty. He doesn't know what hero he's going to be. And now we have this teaser of, like, him and Cecil falling out. And I think season three is Mark establishing his philosophy as a hero. What type of hero is he going to be? And this show, that's what the show is about. is him becoming the hero that he's going to become. And I'm excited because in the comics, like, that is like different philosophies of different humans are just explored. Like, Cecil has his philosophy and he says it in the trailer. You know, you can either be the good guys or we can save planet Earth.
Yep.
And that line is important for many, many characters, and that gets explored. There's two villains that is coming up that explores those philosophies. I guess you could say three if you consider Cecil a villain in that line. I say he's an antagonist, but like there is conflict ahead. But there's two other villains that explores the philosophies, and that Mark has to like explore his own philosophies with these villains. And it's truly just really engaging. Like, the two, one's like super ridiculous and one's kind of like really well thought out and planned out, if that makes sense without spoiling it. So yeah, I'm excited because like this is like season 5, season 6, season 7 type things.
Okay.
But this is so more kind of like spoilerish. The Powerplex. He's a villain in the comic books. I forget exactly like the specific story, but I remember Powerplex because it's more or less a storyline that like it tests Mark's like values. It tests his philosophy and it starts getting him thinking in a different manner that is just very, very, very exciting, but also just there's a lot of conflict with the clashing of philosophy. So yeah, I'm excited. Like that's why I think it is going to be a very intense season because we're just getting clashes of philosophies on top of the big things that are coming. And I'll explore that more once we get into like my predictions. All right, I have two more lists.
Okay.
This is going to be my top MVP or MVC predictions.
Okay.
And I didn't tell you to make your own, but
I did not.
So I have my top five.
Okay.
But Brandon, I want to like, what is your predictions of like MVC? Like, who do you think is going to come through? Is like, damn, that character like fire.
Well, I mean, there's the obvious ones. Yep. Invincible. Yep. Omni-Man.
Yep.
Maybe Al.
Yep.
Depending on how that goes down. Adam Eve is still, I feel like, an important character.
Mm-hmm.
Same with some of the other teen.
I think you're missing our season 2 one.
I was going to say that Rexplode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was getting to him. Yeah, I guess that's five right there.
Yeah. Arguably enough, that is my five.
Is it?
But, well, you're missing one. You're missing one.
Oh, didn't I say five?
Oh, I guess you did say five. Alan. No, technically I did. So, okay, I'll go through my list. Number five is Omni-Man / Alan.
Okay, you can combine them, their storyline together.
They're connected this season. They are.
That's fair.
They're connected this season. I think, like, I can't say if it's going to be Omni-Man or it's going to be Alan who take that spot, but I think, like, they're one of those two are going to have a really good candidate for MVP. Because I think their storyline is big, but it's more or less setting up season 4. So I put them in my number 5 spot. Number 4 is the one that you didn't state. And I don't blame you for stating it. And technically I wrote this wrong. Yeah. Kid Omni-Man.
Yeah.
Omni-Boy. Omni-Kid.
Oliver.
Invincible Robin.
Yeah.
Oliver. Yeah. I think Oliver's number 4 because it's he's a fun character. And I think like it's the rise of Oliver. And we're gonna see that. And we're gonna see Mark kind of do that like Nightwing Batman-esque role to Robin. And I think there's a chance that Omni-Boy.
I hope it's Kid, Omni-Boy.
Kid Omni-Man. I think there's just a chance that he's going to be like an MVP character. I forget. Okay. I know I wouldn't be surprised if one of these seasons up ahead, he becomes that character.
Okay.
He could also be Scrabby-Doo. I don't know. I will say one of my D&D character, I told you about my campaign. there's one character that I brought up that I was really excited for that was supposed to be kind of like the,
like a mascot.
No, like he was supposed to be loving, and I was trying to get like everybody's like to love him and stuff, and like gain everybody's trust. And I Scrabby-Doo'd it. He's like the annoying little brother that everybody wants to like him to leave.
Yeah.
And I was trying to make
a fine line there. Yeah, there's a fine line.
Either way, I got to annoy my party, so
there you go. Yeah, you just gotta lean into it then.
I did. He's a bard, so the entire time they're like, can you shut up? Can you not sing? And I'm like, I know this is just a character, but internally I'm taking it as you hate my singing. Anyway, so Omni Boy is number four. I keep saying Omni. Omni Boy. Rexplode to me is number three. Okay. Without getting into the spoilers of the comics and where he could potentially go, his character's on the upswing. He's Jaime Lannister. Yep. I think he's going to continue to be a fan favorite, and I think he's going to continue to be a badass, and he's going to turn around and actually be a decent human. So
a redemption arc. Everybody loves a redemption arc.
And I think like he was, I'm pretty sure he was our MVC last season.
I think so.
It might continue into season three.
Okay.
Number two on my list is Mark.
Adam Eve. Invincible. Oh, really? Wow. Mm-hmm.
Mark is my number two. Mark is the boring choice because like he's always going to be like in that category. It's going to be Mark versus whatever supporting character. Him. Yeah. And he's just number two. He does have a lot of cool moments. But I think there's one person that I'm really, really excited for, and that is Adam Eve. She's my number one. There is one specific moment in the comic book that I believe is going to be happening in the season. And I think this is the reason why she's going to take the MVC slot this season for a very particular moment.
All right. We'll see.
So she's my number one. And that's why I was mad, because I'm like, I didn't put Adam Eve up on top with all the other Invincible characters. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
She's my number. She's my number. No, she's there. She's right by Invincible. Oh. Right by Luffy. She's sandwiched in between. Good for her.
Wait, what? Oh, on the Funko Pops. I was looking at the comics. I see her.
She's also in the comic books too. It's very pink.
Is that? Yeah, I can see that. That's probably her. It's a little hard to tell.
Yeah, she blends in with the car. All right, so these are my top five villains for the season. And there's a lot of villains that I could be missing here. So in the five spot, this could be many, many villains. Multipol could be there. Wait, I just realized I completely forgot one of them. Wow. Never mind. I got to add to this list now.
Top six.
Oh man. Actually, I'm gonna put him number four. All right, so here's my honorary mention.
Okay.
Throg. I don't expect a lot of Throg this season. I think he's more or less making a Thanos level appearance in like Guardians or Avengers. It's either gonna be a cameo in
the background,
or he's gonna be like you know, he's barking orders at somebody. He shows how strong he is, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Other honorary mention, Multipol, I believe, should be honorary mention. I think Titan should be honorary mention. Battle Beast. All great characters, but I don't think they hit the villain spot.
Okay.
Number five. Doc Seismic.
Okay. Moving up in the ranks.
He is. He's like one of those no one takes him seriously villains, but he always comes back stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, and they show it in the trailer that he's back and he's fighting. And there's this one specific part in the comic where this is like kind of his moment. Like he makes some big reaches here, and it leads to a lot of really fun fallout that I'm excited for. So Doc Seismic, I believe, and I think this might be his last hurrah too. A lot of these like villains, they kind of hit their last hurrah, but he's going to be number five. Sequid's also could be at number five. We're going to do this list at the end of season three.
And we'll, You should save what you wrote down and we'll compare.
Yep. Save. Number four, Powerplex. I am really excited that Aaron Paul is now going to be Powerplex. Because okay. I think his voice fits that character very, very, very well.
Yeah, bitch.
I think Powerplex is, he's just good. Science, bitch. Which is funny because I'm pretty sure his character is a very science-based villain.
Spoiler. I'll be said maybe once.
Science, bitch. I hope he says bitch at least once.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think just like I said before previously in this episode, Powerplex is going to just change Mark's outlook, and I think he's going to be a villain we all remember.
Okay.
And I'm just going to leave it at that. He's my number four on here. Powerplex, okay. He has his moment. Number three. Maybe this is more of like an antagonist, but I'm going to say Cecil.
Big player.
He's going to have a very huge antagonistic type role. I mean, we already seen it. They're already teasing it. It's happening. Number two. I'm calling this the ghost of Angstrom Levy. And that's all I'm going to
mean that he's just like not dead.
Huh?
Does that just mean he's not dead?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't want to say, but I'm like the ghost of Angstrom, like basically the consequences of what happened comes back.
Okay.
And that's, and it can be multiple things. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
I wouldn't think too much about it. Just, I'm excited for that moment.
Oh, man.
And number one is Conquest. Okay. He could be the season three finale villain. And I think it would be perfect for it. But yeah, number one villain, Conquest. I'm excited. Oh, Jonathan Banks is an interesting choice. He had low gravitas. I think low works. But this character is just... He's one of the big Viltrumites. And it's going to test Mark a lot, and I'm excited for it. So he's number one on my list. All right. So what we were all shaping up for. my final predictions. Brandon, do you have anything to say beforehand? Anything you want to add? Anything you're excited to see? What are you looking forward to?
To more invincible, to be honest.
What?
I'm just looking forward to more invincible, to be honest.
Okay. Like villains, like what are you excited to see? What are you excited to be like, ooh, I want to see like the next.
I mean, I'm excited to see some more like that's
what was that?
Viltrumite stuff. Is my mic cutting out again?
Yeah, it blanked right where it said Viltrumite.
Yeah, Viltrumite.
It was like perfect. It was like I'm excited for more stuff. What that stuff classic, is
classic self-censoring mic.
Yeah, well, okay, Viltrumites. Yeah, we're heading that way. Viltrumites is huge. All right, here's my predictions. If you don't want to know anything about season three, I'm sorry, I probably already spoiled some things, but you don't want to continue any further. Also duly note, I don't necessarily know what season three is going to happen. I just know the big comic book plot points. I know where we're leading towards. So everything I'm predicting is more or less a best educated guess. So I don't know if this is going to happen in this order, but I do think most of these things are going to happen this season. And there's one big thing. I don't know if it's going to happen this season or next season, but it's huge. Okay. So, here's my prediction for the first three episodes. And this is based off the fact that the first three episodes are going to be released all at once. And they're already kind of teasing. Like, I think the trailer that they showed is teasing most of these three episodes. And I think it's going to be about the fallout of killing Angstrom Levy. I think it's going to show the rise of Kid Omni-Man, Omni-Boy, Oliver, whatever he's going to be named. Omni-Kid, I think, is... Yeah, I think that's the final one. Mark is going to be growing ever insecure about his path of a hero, his philosophy, like what is the right thing, what's the wrong thing. And I think what's going to happen is Mark is going to face Powerplex season one or episode one and episode two. Mark is going to do something that's very similar to Angstrom Levy, where it fucks up Powerplex in a ways that like Mark has no idea. But when Mark realizes what happened to Powerplex, I think it changes him as a hero. Like, okay. It makes him see, like, hey, maybe the way I'm going about this is wrong. Maybe I need to think more about this whole, maybe I need to kill more, or maybe I need to hold back. Like, what is the right thing to do? Which leads to Doc Seismic coming back. And Doc Seismic comes back bigger, stronger than ever. And we see this in the trailer. To the point where Doc Seismic actually wins. He beats Invincible. He beats everybody else. He's going to have his way. Then Cecil more or less pulls out the big guns. He brings Darkwing into the fold. He brings in Reanimen. And that leads to Mark not trusting Cecil. And it leads to Mark basically yelling at Cecil and calling him out. And just, it shows Mark's like angry side. But like, you also understand that he's kind of like, it's like a righteous path that Mark chooses. And it gets to this falling out where Omni-Man or Invincible and Cecil fight, and they, you know, have the fallout. And this is everything that's in the trailer. And I think the first three episodes is going to be all about that falling out.
Okay. Nope.
So that's the first three episodes. What else? I think the Sequoids come back this season.
Okay.
I think they do. Titan, we get sandwiched somewhere in these episodes. We get a Wolfman episode. I think we get a Wolfman episode of some sorts. I think it's going to be just one episode of it. Multipol and some of the other villains that are associated with Multipol come back.
Okay.
But the two big plot points where I'm like, I don't know where they're going to land, but I'm like, these are the fight with Conquest. Conquest is coming. I don't know if this is going to be in the middle of the season or if this is going to be the season finale.
Okay.
And I think there's a lot of big consequences from it. I also pretty sure Lizard League comes back too again based on the comics, but I'm not quite sure. And I think they have a big falling out part. The other thing that I think they might tease, and I call this the ghost of Angstrom Levy. I think this might be the big finale, and I don't want to spoil it completely, but yeah. when that comes back, it comes back as a tidal wave with massive implications of the globe and massive implications for Mark.
Okay.
And it's like one of those things, like in the comics, it just kind of happens like immediately. Like there isn't a whole lot of buildup to it. It's kind of like, it's like the non-Viltrum, like all the other non-Viltrumites. They kind of just pop up and Mark's like, shit, I have to deal with it. And that's what this is, but it's so like massive in its impact that I think it just shows up without you. Like, I don't think we're going to get much buildup. I think just one episode, we're going to have this massive, massive tidal wave of consequences. And I have a feeling it's going to be the finale.
Save the best for last.
It could also happen mid-season too. So like, and I forget like where in the comics these things happen, but yeah. And then of course Mark gets his new suit, but that's already in the trailer.
We're talking about that last season.
And then the last little thing too is of course Omni-Man, Alan the Alien, and I think Battle Beast and some other people that we already mentioned, like forget the names. It is Space Racer, Fight Master, Brit, like all those other characters. I think like they're gonna have their own storyline too.
Okay.
And I think it leads in the last little bit. I think we have Adam, Eve, and Mark are finally a thing at the end. And I think Omni-Man returns to Earth
at the end. Okay. All right.
So that's my prediction.
That would be. All right. Sounds exciting.
Yep. Conquest and the Ghost of Angstrom Levy.
Those are two big things.
Those are the two. And then, of course, the Cecil thing, everything with like Powerplex. And then, of course, I'm pretty sure the Secoids come back.
Okay.
They come back somewhere. Forget.
I had to go back and rewatch this at the end and see how accurate you were.
We'll see. I thought it was pretty decent with the season two predictions.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know the order. And I think like my season two predictions was the big like Mark Omni-Man comeback. And then, of course, Anissa coming back and then Angstrom Levy. I think that was like, I'm like, those are the top three things that are happening this season. I don't know if the Angstrom Levy thing is coming back. I don't know if it's coming back this season. It could be season four. But if they say it's intense, like, that's intense. It's an intense storyline.
Okay. All right. Won't have to wait too long to find out. Just like a month and a half and we'll have the whole season, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And then Daredevil.
Yep. Yep.
And then, of course, Captain America in the middle of all that.
Yeah. Not quite as excited about that.
And then Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah.
And then Andor Season 2.
Yep.
And then Superman.
Yeah, there we go.
And then sprinkle in the Spider-Man animated show that's coming out in 3 days.
Yeah. Oh, is that in 3 days?
Yeah. I thought it was the 29th.
Okay. I didn't realize it was so soon. I knew it was soon.
It's interesting. I want to do a preview for that one, too.
Yeah.
I might check it out afterwards. All right. Well, this was preview. The Invincible preview. Thank you, Brandon.
Yes.
All right. We will, first February 6th, right afterwards, me and you, we're going to do the first three episodes. And we'll see. I guess we'll see how close my predictions are anyway.
That's right. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. All right. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.